Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. The Apostle Paul used the phrase, the day of the Lord, to point to the time when Jesus will return in great glory and almighty power on the last day to judge all mankind. We can't predict when that day will come, because the Bible tells us that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. If Jesus were to come back today, are you and I ready? As we consider our lives, perhaps we'd say, it sure doesn't look that way. I try hard to live in a way that is God-pleasing. I try hard to love God and to love others. I try hard to be patient and kind, faithful and forgiving. Instead, I often see myself exhibiting impatience, bitterness, selfishness, and other behaviors that I know God is not pleased with. That doesn't sound like someone who is ready to stand before Jesus. I don't feel ready at all. But that's the reason Jesus came. He came not because I was a good person, but because I'm a horrible sinner who needs a Savior. Jesus came to this world for the express purpose of saving me, saving you. That's why he was born humbly, lived perfectly, died innocently, and rose victoriously. Believing in him as our Savior, you and I have the assurance that he rescued us from the destruction, the eternal damnation we deserve for our sins. Whenever Jesus comes back, you have nothing to fear. Your sins are forgiven, and by faith in Jesus, you are at peace with God. Yes, you are ready. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.